legal guardian. Before Zachary's uncle went to jail, he signed over guardianship to Pauly Rankin. I just wish I knew where the heck he is now. He takes a big bite of the burger, and a few jalapeno slices slip out.
When are they coming to get the boy?
Saturday, the sheriff says with a mouth full of hamburger. He swallows, then washes it down with tea. I told the social worker I'd keep an eye on him until then. She needs the time to find out where to put him. He's a special case. Not anyone will take in a 600-pound teenager.
Yes, sir, Ferris says. That boy could eat you out of house and home.
He and the sheriff smirk, but the smiles fall from their faces as quickly as they came. Clearing his throat, Ferris walks over to the register and pushes a key. The cash drawer opens with a ding. He flips up one of the hinges, pulls out an envelope, and hands it to the sheriff.
Here's that money Rankin sent. Give it to the boy so he has a little something.
Sheriff Levi nods and tucks the envelope in his shirt pocket. A million solutions tumble together in my head. Why can't Zachary live with Ferris, or the sheriff, or Miss Murty May? But Ferris lives in a small room in the Bolarama. The sheriff seems to prefer living with dogs, and Miss Murty May has her hands full